Support for KZI is provided by a grant from the Center for Ethical Leadership and Texas State University Youth and Adult Partnerships for Community Change. Welcome to In the Clear, Community Learning Exchange Advocacy Radio, with your hosts, Dr. John A. Oliver and Willie Anderson. We are back. It is the month of June, and I'm Willie Anderson, along with
the good brother, Dr. Oliver. And for the whole month of June, we're celebrating
it's
Father's.
It's your time. It's your time.
It's Father's Day. Mm-hmm. So we did Mother's Tribute for the month of May. Every day, realizing, representing, recognizing mothers. And now we need to do the same thing for the fathers.
But with a little different
spin. A little different spin.
Yes.
But you know what we need? We need that soap. Oh. We need that funk.
Oh.
We need a brand new bag.
Uh-oh.
Because you know why?
Get up now.
Papa don't take no mess.
Oh, okay. Right.
You're feeling that, right?
I guess so.
I'm leading into what we're going to start the show
with. Yes, you are.
Little James Brown, the godfather of soul.
Hey.
The precursor of the funk. The rhythm man himself.
Yeah.
The hardest working man in show business.
Hmm.
Now, of course, there was a whole lot of other things you could say about James Brown.
Hmm.
But we're talking about the music, the man, the legend, the myth, and how he gave his tribute to men and fathers every single day with his music.
So get
songs.
Up.
Get up. Get on up.
Hey, it's for the fathers.
Get on up. Get up.
Get on up.
Say get on the scene.
Let James Brown do his thing.
Let him do it by himself.
Himself.
By himself.
Thank you.
Play the song.
Yes, sir.
Papa digs a chick, gives you look real slick. Papa rap is very quick. You definitely ain't no trick. Oh, yeah. Oh, Papa don't. Papa don't take no mess. Don't take no mess. Wait a minute. Look at you.
I love that song, Papa Don't Take No Mess. Not only for the story that James Brown tells, but the way he tells the story with the horns in the back, the constant groove supporting. It just reminds me of the times that I would listen to James Brown growing up with my dad.
Okay.
You know, so on Saturdays, mm-hmm. you know, he'd pull out the Buick 76 LTD
Uh-oh.
With the white wall tires. at the wheel skirts, and we wash it down and vacuum it out, and he'd get under the hood, change the oil, and I'd be right there. Okay. Pass me that wrench. Pass me that 9/16. Pass me that 3/4 socket, and I'm right there with him. I'm just in my dad's pocket, just all loving right. it, right? And he had music playing all the time.
Okay.
Good stuff. And most often, you're going to definitely hear some James Brown. Gospel was playing in there, you know, the Canton Spirituals, and, you know, he loved Lee Williams, and, mm-hmm. you know, he loved all that. But James Brown was going to be playing, too. And so, you know, just listening to this song right now for this Father's Day tribute helps me to give honor, to pay some respect, to show some admiration and appreciation to my dad, John Oliver. And so, at the same time of all those things happening, if I messed up, I knew it, and he got me back in check. I love him for that, because I see now with some of the things that are occurring in society with young people and old people too, that I can definitely appreciate what my dad did for me to help me be the man that I am today. I think my daughter, Joelle, appreciates it. You know, she's a very outgoing little girl and just fiery. But I got to give her a look sometime to let her know, look, Papa don't take no mess.
That's all right. And I do believe, and I know that it is important to have that father figure or the father, the guidance, whether for the daughter, the son. That's wonderful. Now, as far as not taking any mess, my dad didn't take any mess either. I could zoom around, act like I'm a car, zoom, zoom, zoom. But if he said park it, which he did, park it, I parked it. No ticket.
No ticket.
But I parked it.
You knew to park it.
Papa don't take no mess.
It only takes a look sometime. A look for correction.
Absolutely.
But also a look for encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, inspiration.
That's
you
important.
You know, I played football, you know, all through high school. I lettered, you know, so I wasn't just on the team, on the bench. I played, you know, and Dad would pull up. Dad rode a motorcycle. My friends used to give me grief about that because Purple Rain had just come out.
Oh, my goodness.
And he had I got to tell
oh
you the story.
Goodness.
He had the gas tank was a deep maroon. And so they're like, here come Purple Rain, Purple Rain. And, you know, he wore a tracksuit. It was crazy.
Okay.
But he would pull up. I'm on the field, and I see him. He'd park right under the bleachers and come off. And that just did something for me. So just that look,
mm-hmm.
not only for correction, but inspiration.
Sure.
And so knowing the strength and the power of fathers, we had to do another show that honored fathers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, we've got to play some more James Brown.
You got some more James Brown.
We got some more.
You know I'm down for that.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
A brand new bag.
You ready to hear it?
Let's hear it. So I know we have a lot of fun doing this. The tributes, the music, the stories, you know, the memories, the connections, you know, it's really powerful. And so we're sharing our own
you know, experiences and stories. But there are also some other experiences and stories that we can share from other folks and their fathers.
Absolutely.
And so as we're sitting here recording, you know, a friend of mine, you know, he gave me a call back. You know, mm-hmm. he was on my mind, you know.
Right.
And I was like, let me stop being so busy and give the brother a call. And just let him know, hey, man, I was thinking about you. What's up? How you doing? So I got the voice message. I left him, you know, a detailed message. You know, brother Sekou, was thinking about you, man. No, we don't talk as often as we should and could. You know, life gets busy. But I wanted to stop right now and leave you this message, let you know I want to talk. It's maybe a week ago. Brother lives in Cleveland, in the medical field, really busy, you know, dad, husband, community leader and all that. And so he calls today. So while we're in the studio and, you know, we're catching up, you're doing your editing thing and you're doing what you do. And so we get into the conversation of how's the family and what's going on. He says his son, Malcolm, 24, is in his master's program. And I'm like, wow, time flies. And so we're doing our Father's Day tribute. I was like, well, we need to have you be a part of the show.
Good call.
It's a good call, right?
Yes.
So I do have the good ideas, and we follow through on them. Like you said last month.
You do have them.
And so this was one of them.
Excellent, actually.
And so what we have is an interview or conversation, really, with Sekou. And he shares a little bit about he and Malcolm, what they sought to do as they raised Malcolm, and, you know, what Malcolm is doing now as a master's student in the program, and just how they raised him. And it's an interesting part where he talks about Malcolm was in high school and wasn't receiving the type of support and mentorship that he thought he should as a student from the adult. And so he asked his father, Sekou, to help him develop a mentoring program, which became a peer mentoring program, which was called My Brother. It was so successful with the young men that the young ladies were like, hey, what about us?
Right.
And so then they developed with support of the ladies in the community, the women in the community, the leaders in the community, My Sister. So now they have this organization that's called My Brother, My Sister. And so it started in Cleveland, Akron area. He has several chapters now that exist across the country, in Baltimore in particular, where he went to school in Morgan State University. And he shared a little bit about that.
So now we're sharing it with our audience in the clear, Brother Sekou.
So we're here at KAZI 88.7. with In the Clear, Community Learning Exchange Advocacy Radio. And we have the opportunity to have a friend, colleague, a partner, a brother, a leader that has also worked with the Community Learning Exchanges, Brother Sekou Burton. Well, you want to say a little something to our audience?
Well, I'd just like to, you know, send out, basically a warm welcome, a warm hello to the audience. You know, I know Brother John and the work that he's been doing, and, you know, I'm honored to be a part of anything that he's involved in as it relates to community development.
So, man, I appreciate that. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do in the community and what you like to share with some of our listeners and what they could do in their communities?
Well, you know, I consider myself, an individual that works with the community. I've been involved in various community development experiences. I would say over the last 24 years, my urgency with being involved with the community began with the birth of my son. That was 24 years ago. Really just trying to make sure that understanding that, you know, I had an individual that I was responsible for in a society that may not be as responsible or accepting to him as I would like for it to be. So at that time, you know, I kind of devoted myself to, you know, working within the community and trying to build a village, more so that my son would have not just myself, but other caring, responsible individuals to help guide him through his purpose in life.
Gotcha. Now you're always a real modest and humble brother. Now you are a pillar within the community, and I'm not saying that to gas you up or anything. I'm just telling you what I've learned and what I know over the years about you. And so you mentioned the birth of your son. You're talking about Malcolm, right?
Yes.
And so could you share a little bit about what you and Malcolm worked together on to develop and how it's currently moving in this iteration of today?
Well, you know, I, you know, my son was born in 1991, and we know that was a very fertile time in the history of, you know, just consciousness as far as people trying to find themselves, especially people of African descent. You know, you had the Rodney King verdict. You had, you know, during that time, you had a lot of individuals, Spike Lee. And so we kind of immersed our son in those type of things. And as he was growing up, basically just, you know, seeing community, understanding village mentality, you know, having a certain consciousness. And his, well, when he was 16, he was at a school that he just felt did not embrace that, did not show that same type of understanding that he felt was necessary for, you know, especially young black men to move forward and become productive adults. So he approached me at that time, you know, to basically do something about the situation, you know, and he came with this concept of my brother, you know, as far as trying to organize the young men at the school to see themselves as individuals that were connected. And to make a long story short, you know, that developed into an organization that's now called My Brother, My Sister. That's been very instrumental in working with young people within a mentor leadership type of process where the young individuals, they may come together and they will, you know, talk and work out issues among themselves. But as they gain an understanding of how to navigate in a productive way within the society, they become mentors to those that will come after them. And to date, you know, it's been very successful. You know, it's so successful that the school that he started in basically gave him a key to the school. And that was 8 years ago that this was started. The percentage of individuals that have been able to come, you know, not only from that area, which is in Akron and Cleveland, has, you know, it's been, you know, a phenomenal thing to see these young people grow and accept the responsibility around community love and cultures as the foundation that they work with to not only develop things for themselves, but for those individuals that are coming after them.
So I'm gonna help you wrap this up because I know our conversation started with us just touching bases, but we have that connection where you extended a little more time to me, and I want to honor that. So the organization, My Brother, My Sister, it started in Cleveland, Akron area. It has several chapters now across the country, particularly Baltimore area. And so you mentioned those cities and those areas. We know that there are some really tumultuous activities and occurrences that are happening that what you're sharing with us lets us know that's even more timely that we share this with the community, that we know that there are organizations, there are people who are working and have always been working on issues of justice, equality, and equity. And we just want to make sure that we have voice for that and not only focus on it when there are negative occurrences that are out there. So, brother, I appreciate you giving me the time. And sharing a little bit with us, especially for our Father's Day tribute. We know it's the month of June for the Father's Day tribute, but we want to salute brothers and fathers who are fathers throughout the year and throughout the lives of our young people. So thank you, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate you, brother.
You have a good one now.
You too.
Always in his eyes.
and that bed was never made. But mom and dad would scold me good, never doubted I'd make the grade.
The Shy Lights on KZI 88.7 FM. This is Willie Anderson along with the good brother, Dr. John Oliver. Our Father's Tribute. Good brother, we played a lot of songs. Wonderful once again. So
right. You had a lot of stories mm-hmm. to share.
And thank you for sharing
your Seiko story.
Yes, and about your dad.
Oh, for sure.
Yes, yeah. And I have to say, I think of my dad, Franklin Winston Anderson, Duck as they called him. He worked at a place called Duck's Carpet, so thus the nickname. And after all these years, he's gone. But my sisters and brother will definitely tell you that we have some good memories, too.
So out of all the things that we've talked about and the music that we've played and the stories that we've shared, you know, it really comes down to love. You know, how does that love display? How is it shared? You know, the song that we could close out with.
You know, the Commodores, or is it Lionel Richie, Jesus is Love?
Right.
I love that song.
And so regardless of biological fathers, we all have a Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you call Him Father or not. But for us in this mm-hmm. show, we
yes.
know where our power and our strength and our help comes from. And so we'll close it out with Jesus' love.
Yes, Jesus' love. And you know what? With Him, we can always be in the clear. Thank you for joining us.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Month.
Yes, Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Month.
Down and I
Jesus, Jesus.